It's your boy, Pastor D'Lo. I'm here, you're there. We're about to get it going. It's the River of Living Water podcast, and it starts right now. Placing both feet into the water is an act of faith. Refusing to send along the river. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Pastor D'Lo. You know, social media has engrafted itself into the very fabric of our society now. Social media, when it first got started, was something that we might have thought was a passing fad. I mean, anybody remember the days of MySpace and your top five and you had to have Tom and your friends? Over the years, social media has evolved with things like Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, even, which is kind of seems like it's on its last legs, but who knows what's going to happen. Social media now is used for so many different things. Social media is where we get our news from. So newspapers are going by the wayside. Even times there are stories that are put out there that are less than true, but because news outlets are on a race to be the first one to get the news out, sometimes they publish stuff without fully vetting where they got their information from. There's good and there's bad where it comes to social media. Today, I don't want to talk about the bad stuff that we see on social media. I want to talk about something good that I came across yesterday, or at least fun. Now, nobody likes to really talk about their age or how old they are, but there was a little game being played on Facebook yesterday, and I engaged in the game as well, talking about, I'm this kind of old, or what kind of old are you? And we're reminiscing about the various things that would mark our age by a time period in our lives. So just to give you a quick example of some of the stuff that was out there, I'll read some of mine. I don't have really permission to read anybody else's. But I was on Facebook yesterday and or even this morning, and I put, I'm TGIF on ABC old. You remember the TGIF lineup on ABC that consisted of Perfect Strangers, Family Matters, Full House, Boy Meets World. I'm that old, or I'm Betamax player old. Now, you millennials know nothing about the Betamax player. Go ask your mama what a Betamax is. It was the cousin of the VCR, but it never quite held on to what the VCR was. I put, I'm ABC After School Special old. There was nothing like that once a month on a Wednesday, where you would come home after school, and instead of the soap operas that would be on television, ABC would have its After School Special, and so on and so forth. It's fun to reminisce about things like that that have happened in our lives. But I wanted to ask a question today to all of you that are out there. What kind of old are you? We're going to dive into that a little bit more. We'll be back in just a moment. How old are you? When you think about age, often, like the game on Facebook, it was a time of reflection to think about how many years have passed and how popular culture has changed. That's what the game was really about yesterday, seeing the different pop culture references that marked an era in our lives. Whether your era is marked by the original Nintendo, Atari 2600, the Genesis system by Sega, or even before that, the Sega Master System, we can look at points in our lives where they are marked by something. I want to shift it a little bit spiritual for a moment and understand that in looking back, the Bible says that a man that puts forth his hand to plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. That doesn't mean we shouldn't reflect on anything. It just simply means that we can't dwell in what we're reflecting on. Surely, a lot of us have gone through a lot of different things in life. But just like that game yesterday was used for positive reflection, when we're left alone, sometimes the enemy will mess with our mind and make us have negative reflection. We'll think about the things that we should have said or we should have done. We'll think about how we were ridiculed or even bullied. For some of us as adults, we might think back to some of the things that happened to us in our childhood that we couldn't even control. I know for me, myself, there are a lot of dark moments in my childhood because of a condition that I was born with, which I won't get into on this podcast. Maybe one in the future, I'll talk about it. But the reality of the situation is those things can mark you and cause you to constantly look back. But I like the words of the Apostle Paul in Philippians, where he says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching to the things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." The idea of pressing toward the mark is not just one of going through obstacles to get to a particular goal, but it's also the idea of not looking back. He says, "I forget those things which are behind and reach for the things which are before." Sometimes you've got to forget how old are you or what kind of old you are. And just remember that all the time that you have is to move forward. What kind of old am I? I'm the kind of old that chooses not to remember the things that should have dragged me into a pit. What kind of old am I? I'm the type of old that chooses not to remember the things that were designed to take me out. All I know is that my future is bright. Jeremiah 29:11 promises us this, where it says, God saying, "I know the thoughts that I have towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil." And I like the way the NIV concludes the verse by saying, "to give you a future and a hope." What kind of old are you? It doesn't even really matter. But I will say this, it's okay to look back and reflect. Look back and reflect on the good things that have happened in your life. Look back and reflect on the things that have helped build you to become better. But if those negative things do crop up, when you do look back, remember that they're a part of your past and your destiny is already secured in Christ Jesus. It's your boy, Overseer D-Lo. Monday, May 13th at the Rafa Center, 78 Saratoga Avenue, as I'll be the moderator for a great conversation, Religion versus Relationship, with panelists Pastor Jamel Lewis and Derek Higgs, with a special after show with LaRon Atkinson. Join us at 7:15 p.m. at the Rafa Center on Monday. Come be a part of our live studio audience. Get your questions about life, worship, relationship, religion, and even spirituality answered in this class. Yours truly again is the moderator with panelists Jamel Lewis and Derek Higgs, and you don't want to miss it. Can't make it to the Rafa Center on Monday night at 7:15? Join us on the Facebook Live. Information will be coming forth shortly. You don't want to miss this move. Join us on Monday night, Religion versus Relationship, 78 Saratoga Avenue. We'll see you there. Time to listen to the River of Living Water podcast. I'm so grateful that you took time out of your day for this 10 or 15 minute period to listen to our podcast. We hope that you enjoyed it. Share it out. Send it out to someone. We'll be doing more episodes and more content. Again, if you have context, questions, if you have ideas for things that we should talk about, if you want to be a guest to bring stuff that you want to talk about to the River of Living Water, we'll be happy to have you. Just go into the comment section or hit me up on Facebook, D. Elias Lotholt, on Instagram, at Overseer D-Lo. You can reach me at both of those players on Twitter, at Pastor D-Lo as well. You can reach out to us. We'll be happy to have you on the show. show. We'll be happy to have your suggestions, to answer your questions, to talk about the topics that you want to talk about on the River of Living Water. Until next time, this is your boy, Pastor D'Lo, signing off, and I'll talk to you soon. Again, thanks for listening to the River of Living Water podcast.